Suddenly, a curtain in the ballroom went up, and a teenage troll rock and roll band began playing a very modern disco dance beat very loudly. All the teenage trolls cheered, because they thought they'd have to dance to a lot of boring minuets that night. The room went crazy with wild dancing, and even the queen and the prince twirled each other in the air. As the music rocked, the joyous celebration got even wilder. A few trolls stopped dancing and simply started jumping up and down excitedly. A company of circus trolls tumbled into the room and began doing some amazing acrobatics. Everyone in the room cheered as the acrobatic trolls flipped each other high up in the air, always landing safely on their feet. Before the end of the tune, the queen troll led Vivian and Mickey out of the castle and back to the same magic door they had seen in their own backyard. "Thank you for being wonderful guests," she said in a telepathic thought to them. "Thank you for having us, Your Majesty," Vivian thought back as she bowed. Mickey simply smiled and nodded his stuffed elephant head up and down. The queen then presented each of them a small royal crown, an old custom in the trolls' world. They each thanked her and bowed. They knew it was time to return to their own world. The queen slowly opened the magic door for them. As Vivian and Mickey stepped into the bright light coming through the door, they turned back to look at the troll world one last time. The entire kingdom of trolls and animals had come to bid them farewell, and everyone cheered and blew troll kisses at them. Vivian and Mickey smiled and waved as the door closed behind them. Back in the real world, our heroes fell with a heavy thump onto Vivian's own bed, back in Vivian's own room. They instantly fell fast asleep. A few moments later, Vivian's mother and father opened her bedroom door and kissed her awake. "Good morning, Vivian. Happy birthday, Vivian." She opened her sleepy eyes and smiled. "Good morning, Mama and Papa." Then realizing she was back home, Vivian sat straight up in her bed. "Mama, Papa," Vivian exclaimed. "You'll never believe where Mickey and I just went. We were in the seventh dimension, the troll world, with unicorns and a ballroom dance, and it was so beautiful and..." She chattered in a very fast and excited voice. Now, honey," Vivian's mother said. "I'm sure you had a very nice dream, but now it's time to get up and get dressed. Today is your birthday. We have a lot to do today." And with that, her parents left and closed the door, leaving the little girl and elephant alone. "But I'm sure it wasn't just a dream," Vivian said softly to herself. Just then, she looked down and noticed next to her pillow a tiny, tiny troll-sized crown. The very same one that the queen troll had given her. She looked at Mickey, who had his tiny troll crown next to him too, and said, "I knew it wasn't a dream." And with that, Mickey, who had become an ordinary stuffed animal again, managed one last wink. And that is the end of our story.